WD4DYH, W4DJW.
Copy.
Did you up your gain? Because now you sound like you're over... We fixed the audio issue, and now you sound like you're overdriving.
Means nothing. Just a different radio. It's an ICOM with a lapel mic. I can go to the truck here in a little bit and give you a test from there.
Just back away from the mic about an additional 3 inches from wherever you are now, and let's see if that fixes it.
That's about 6 inches away, WD40H.
That is much better. That is not overdriving it. That's clear.
It's not normal.
Well, we did get some feedback that we did bump it up, and then we got some additional feedback where we bumped it up a little bit more. Maybe we need to bump it back down. Maybe Wyatt will have that connectivity by Friday, and we'll be able to do that.
As it stands right now, you'll be able to hear everything that's going on in the house.
Yeah, well, it sounds good until you get close to the mic. And Bob was saying that he was able to get in from a place that he wasn't able to get in from before. And somebody got in while I was somewhere else talking to Tom. While I was transitioning, I think, between the house and the car from somewhere a long way away in a 5-watt handheld. So I think our reach is better than it was. And now that we've got the squelch turned down, they're able to get in. Alex was able to get in from Clemson on 5 watts from where he normally does it. I heard on the recording that Sid made it in as well, and he sounded good. Sounded good from Fletcher, where he wasn't able to get in before. So, improvements on improvements. We're getting there.
And zero TR.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, we'll just have to keep tweaking on it till we get it where it needs to be. What did you wind up setting a squelch at?
Landon did that. So Landon's able. That's another progress. We both got there. We got in the car. We plugged up our gear. We started logging in and all that stuff. And before you know it, Landon said, okay, the squelch is that. And he beat me to it. So he's getting good at it. He said it was at 30. So it was really high because when it was on the antenna that was on the car, that was on the ground, it was breaking the squelch constantly. So I cranked it up really high. Never did crank it back down. So now we're on 12 of 32.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's definitely a step in the right direction, and it doesn't seem to be catching too many spurious signals.
Not that I can tell. I was going back listening to the recordings for that when you keyed up, so I paused it. I'm listening to the recordings to see if I can find any of that I may not have been listening to the radio when it happened. Oh, we did get the ID fixed too. It only IDs every 10 minutes now.
It all sounds good to me. So if we turn the volume back down just a wee little bit, if you like, in a little bit, I'll go out and get in the truck and give you an audio test from there.
Well, we're not up there anymore. I'm back home now.
I just wanted to give you the test so you can compare, because you know what I sounded like last night.
Okay, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, if you can do that, whenever you get a chance to do that, that'd be good.
A few minutes, and I'll see if I can step out there and do it. I'll catch up with you soon. W4DJW, WD40H, this is 5 watts walkie-talkie inside the house.
Were you able to do 5 watts walkie-talkie inside the house before?
Yes, last night, no.
Okay, very good. I haven't tried my handheld. I think when I was upstairs, I was able to do it. When I was downstairs, I wasn't. I might try mine in a little while, too.
Is it a solid signal?
It is solid. You're full scale, but there is some hiss around the edges. I mean, you're 100% readable, and I know it's you, and I get every single word that you say. But I do hear some white noise around the edges.
I can move around a little bit, too, later and see how that works.
It'll be interesting on your truck radio, because it had soft audio. So it'll be interesting. It may be that on your truck radio, it's perfect now.
Then, you know, yesterday when Landon was talking to you on the walkie-talkie, this setup was exactly what he was using.
And we were talking to a guy, who was that this morning? That was Jerry. We were talking to Jerry in Anderson, and he said, Landon was a lot louder than me, and you now on that same handheld are a lot louder, and Landon didn't have his hand mic on it. So evidently, that handheld drives a lot of audio. W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hit that wheel.
All right, I'll be listening for you. W4DJW, clear and listening.